Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody.
Hey, everyone. Good day to you. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in the world. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming live to you from rainy, snowy, icy New England. We're having our first real winter storm of the season here, although a little bit further up north here in New England, they have had storms already, but this is our first one, and it looked like we were going to get a bunch of snow, and we did get snow, but then it turned to rain, and so now it's just rain here in my part of New England, although in other parts, they are getting snow and ice now. So there's layers of ice going on top of the snow. And I'm just making a cup of coffee here quickly. So if you fade away from the voice, my voice, because I walked away from the computer to grab a cup of Joe. So what's happening out there in Blog Talk Land? How are you guys all doing since I was here last week? We have some pretty exciting things going on, around the world today because of this super blood moon and the astrological rare occurrences that are happening today, tonight. And if you're in Australia, you're already having the full moon over there because it is actually, let's see, yeah, it's already nighttime there. So anyway, this is a really good time to not just clear, it's not a good time to clear your crystals. You actually want to, if you want to put crystals out, to charge, because full moons are for charging your crystals, then you have to clear them first. And so you can do that by running them under cold water. That's a way to quickly clear your crystals, although, you know, you don't want to just have it a flash in the pan and have it for 5 seconds under the cold water. You want to, you know, give it a good 30 seconds or so, and clear the crystals that way. There are some crystals, however, that you should not run underwater, and selenite is one of those because it's a salt, and it would just disappear. You'd have no crystal left, and selenite actually is the only crystal that I know of that you don't actually have to clear. It is actually a crystal that clears other crystals. So if you have selenite, you can put your crystals on the selenite to clear them. And so that's one way that you can, another way that you can clear your crystals to put them out for tonight's full moon. Now, this full moon is a little bit different. I've put crystals out a lot to charge in the full moon. But this full moon is a really special and rare full moon. So the crystals you put out, you want to be selective, and you want to, when you bring them in tomorrow, you want to actually wrap them in black and put them away for when you have, or your, when you're called to use those crystals. So for me, I'm actually going to be working on a crystal grid with one of my students. And so I'm going to be putting crystals out for the crystal grid. And with the, you know, the intention of using those crystals for that crystal grid. I'm just going to pop on Facebook Live here, actually probably in a minute because I don't have any makeup on yet. That's why I love radio. I can just pop on.
I don't have to be all dolled up. It's so much easier. But my peeps love me on Facebook too. So, and I love them, and I love you guys on Blog Talk Radio here as well. But, you know, it's interesting because I have different a different crowd on Facebook than I have on Blog Talk. And I don't have 2 hours on my Sunday to talk to you both. I talk to you guys together. Isn't that cool? Right? And so I need to just get on my Facebook Live here. And yeah, so getting back to the crystals. So I'm going to be putting crystals out that I've actually had a number of crystals clearing for a while now. I probably have left them clearing for too long. On selenite slabs that I have that I got in Sedona. Ooh, I love Sedona. If you have never been to Sedona, you have to get there. Sedona, though, will, if you are walking your true path, Sedona will love you and you will love Sedona. If you are inauthentic or inauthentic in your life, you won't be quite so comfortable in Sedona. And Sedona will spit you out and chew you up. So it's actually a really good gauge to know that, you know, you are sort of living on your path. You're living authentically when you do go to Sedona. Because if Sedona affects you in a negative way, you might want to look at what you're doing in your life and rethink your direction. I really love that. The first time I went to Sedona, over 10 years ago, I liked Sedona, but I did not love Sedona. And within the last year and a half, I've had two opportunities to go back to Sedona. And I absolutely loved Sedona. Not only did I love Sedona, but Sedona loved me back. It's really an amazing, amazing experience. And we don't always realize how powerful rocks and crystals are. So, you know, there's the vortexes in Sedona, and there's several key places around the world where these energy vortexes are that are sacred sites. And they, you know, it's these crystalline, the rocks. I call the red rocks of Sedona crystalline. I don't know if scientifically they actually are. But they have amazing, amazing, beautiful energy and power. And if you ever do go to Sedona, try to get to the Buddhist Stupa for sure, because that is a magical, powerful place. You can put your intentions at the stupa, and thousands of people. The way you do it is you walk around the stupa with crystals, and you, as you are walking around the temple, you drop them onto the ground as you're saying your mantras or your prayers. And there's thousands of prayers inside the stupa. And the stupa was consecrated by the Dalai Lama. So it's a pretty amazing and powerful place. And so though we don't have a Buddhist stupa in our backyards, at least most of us don't, I do know and have friends who live on properties that, you know, have some pretty powerful structures, who live at Buddhist temples or monasteries and so forth. But you can create your own powerful tools to use in your everyday life or in your practice, if you have a spiritual practice or if you see clients and so forth. And I can't show them on the radio, but I can show some of the tools that I have on Facebook. So I have some power tools that are really, really
gems that I really love. And I'm going to show you some of my crystals also. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. So I have a friend who makes these amazing, amazing pieces of crystal art, their artwork, but they're tools to use in your practice. And when I say practice, you know, you don't necessarily have to be seeing clients as a professional, but your practice of for yourself. And then if you do anything for friends or with friends also. So I'm going to show my Facebook peeps here some of the things I have. So this, oh, actually, I'm not even on live yet. I was up way too late last night watching the new Grace and Frankie on Netflix. Oh, my gosh. I love that series. So it's with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. And if you have Netflix and you have not seen Grace and Frankie yet, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's really, really fabulous. So, God, it's really dark here, but I can't really do too much about it because we're in the middle of a mega storm. Let's see if I open the curtains here and let in some of the gray day. Okay, so. All right, so here we go. So the super blood moon. Oh, yeah, let me get on live on Facebook. The super blood moon. Okay, here we go. Hey, good morning, everybody here in Facebook land. Cynthia Fontaine here, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I am on live on my Blog Talk Radio studio, and I wanted to pop in here so you guys could join me as well. And today I'm talking about the astrological amazing opportunities we have with this super rare blood moon, and also crystals and what you can do with them during this blood moon. Hold on a second. I need to plug my computer in. Okay. So I've already been chatting for a few minutes on my blog talk, so I want to catch you guys up. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Mary Ann. And okay, so this blood moon, what can you do to maximize this blood moon? So one thing that you can do that I actually did yesterday with a phenomenal group of people is make a vision board. And you can do a virtual vision board. Those are really popular now. Or you can do a physical vision board. And they're really easy to do, but they're tricky in a sense because it's kind of like the law of attraction, where when we first all heard about the law of attraction and we were crazy about it, we didn't understand or know that there was a missing piece to the law of attraction the way it was being taught. And that piece is the feeling behind what you're trying to attract. Because you can do all the affirmations that you want in the world, and yet those affirmations don't always, they're not powerful enough to set things in motion to bring them into your life and create them. And some things that we want, you know, it's a blessing that we don't get them. So I always add in, may it be so for the highest good, or this or something better. So you want to think about that when you are trying to manifest anything or create new things. And you always want to put in that disclaimer of, you know, this or something, because sometimes the universe has a better idea for us
But in our limited thinking, we might not be able to think that big, right? Or follow it, think a different in a different path, right? So I always like to add in to the universe, this or something better. And so when you're doing a vision board, super, super important that it's the intention. It's not only the intention, it's the feeling of what the pictures represent on your board that you're putting on. And the words are really important too, because sometimes you can put words on that you think are really good, but then when you sort of really analyze it and what it means to you or what the words mean, it can have a different meaning, a different angle. And so it can actually not be the best thing for you. And so today is a really good day to do a vision board if you have time. You just really need, you know, a few magazines, or you can print pictures off the internet. It doesn't have to be a huge board. It can be a smaller board. You can go to like the dollar stores if you have them around you, if you don't have a board. You can use a foam core board, already has something else on it. You want it to be a clean slate. Just having a sip of my yummy Organo coffee. It's I can't go back to regular coffee since I started drinking Organo. It's this really healthy coffee that has reishi mushrooms in it. And I am hooked on it. And this is not a shameless plug, but if you want to try it, because I don't really make anything on it, but if you want to try the Organo coffee, you can go on my website and there's a link that will take you right to order it. Okay. So it tastes like coffee, but it has a slightly different taste, and it's just really good. Okay. Enough about that. Oh my goodness. So I'm just looking for a really good astrological thing that my longtime mentor and amazing medicine woman, Althea Gray, posted about this full moon. There she is. I see this woman's face and I just am in love, in a heart, big heart love, right? Not like a romantic kind of love. It's just, I have a love for her that is just amazing. My heart bursts when I see her. And there's a few people in my life who that happens with. And I hope that you have a few people in your life too, who that happens for you. And Althea is one of those people for me. She's just such a lovely dear and an amazing healer, an amazing teacher, so gifted and also so kind and generous. And she posted a really nice thing about the astrological stuff that's going on right now, and I'm just trying to find it. Here it goes. Here we are. So this is from space.com. So it's spacenews.com, and it's a complete guide to the blood moon. And I hope that we're going to, and we have, this is the lunar eclipse we have tonight, and I hope we're going to be able to see it, because we are still having a winter storm here. So it would be really nice that we could see it, because we haven't been able to see the last several here in New England because of weather. So hopefully we will be able to see it. So if you are in Anchorage, Alaska, the partial eclipse will begin at 6:33 Alaskan time, Los Angeles, it will begin at 7:33 Pacific Standard Time. Mexico City, it will begin at 9:30 Central Time. Miami, Florida, 10:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are on the other side of the world, if you're in the Dominican Republic, it begins at 11:30. If you are in Rio, it begins at 1:30 a.m. If you're in Iceland, it begins at 3:33 a.m. I love that it's the threes, the 33. So 33 is a master number, and I call it the Jesus number. It's the master teacher healer. And, you know, Jesus was the great master teacher healer. So I like that it's on 33 of the hour, because to me that's even one more layer or significance about this being a really special moon. So I'm just going to look up a couple more things here on, I should have had this all prepared, but I didn't. I had a, you know, sometimes when I do workshops, sometimes the smaller they are, the more challenging they are. Yet the bigger they are, sometimes the easier they are, or the lighter they are on me. It's weird. I don't know why, but they are. So even though yesterday's class was way smaller than most of the workshops that I do, it was really a big one. It was a heavy one. People had a lot of stuff going on. This actually full moon, it's tomorrow, and the lunar eclipse, it's happening in the first degree of Leo. And this affects this lunar eclipse is most affected by Uranus. It's a square. These planets are squaring each other. And the aspects of this particular square brings uncertainty and rebellion, but it also brings opportunity. It brings the possibility of new events and news that could cause anxiety about the future. And it can seem that like life is going faster, right? It's faster paced and time seems to fly by. New moon is really about patience, control, adaptability. It's about opening your mind to help you and to take advantage of new opportunities that arise from the changing conditions that we have ahead. Full moons, really affect people in different ways. If you have a lot of Mercury in your chart, full moons affect you a lot. If you have a lot of water in your chart, full moons will affect you more than somebody maybe that doesn't have a lot of water. So this particular moon and this lunar eclipse is going to call to your attention your emotions, your intimate relationships, your home, and your family. So this particular moon for me is really great timing, because I'm in the process of house hunting, and it's a great time for manifesting. So it's a super, super good time for me, and I think I feel really lucky that this particular moon is happening at this time. So some of the things that you can look out for when the moon squares Uranus is it can cause fast mood springs and impulsive reactions. So if you're feeling jumpy or have any impatience or have to do something that requires focus, just sort of allow yourself some freedom, to sort of wiggle around a little bit, because it's going to be hard for some of you to focus in. This particular eclipse is not a good idea. It's not a good time to make sudden changes, especially in close relationships. It's also not a good time to sort of like be thrill seeking, because it could really have a big negative effect on your life and your loved ones. So if you're feeling emotional, if you're feeling like you're going to have an outburst, right, know that everybody is going to need a little extra patience and a little, everybody's going to be kind of, might be kind of sensitive during this particular astrological lineup. So really, really think about that. Think about that there might be sort of miscommunications, whether in person or on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, Twitter, in writing, whether it's physical writing or if it's on the internet. So, you know, really sort of temper and read through a couple of times what you're posting before you're posting it, if it has sort of a sour or salty slant to it. Some of the positive things that this particular moon is bringing is it's the opportunity to see things through a different perspective, which can help lead you to more original ideas and breakthroughs. You also might have some chance encounters. You might meet some new people and have new friendships. But if you're meeting new people and forming new friendships during this time, you know that they might be shorter lived friendships. They might not be, it might not be a time where you're creating long lasting friendships, but they can be impactful even though they're shorter friendships. If you have travel plans, double check and triple check those plans. And it's interesting because I just saw that my son-in-law had a couple of flights canceled and he's had travel chaos the last couple of days. So, you know, the full moon energy begins a couple days before the actual full moon, and then it goes for a couple of days after the full moon. And so double check your travel plans, you know, avoid really making spontaneous decisions and agreeing to things on the spur of the moment, and be flexible, be open-minded. And when it comes to dealing with unexpected events, anything from, you know, mechanical breakdowns to even communication breakdowns, okay? So if you have a communication breakdown over the next couple of days, you know, try not to let it sort of, don't walk away and be like, that's the end of this relationship, because you're probably going to regret it down the road. So know that this moon and this lunar eclipse and the challenging squares that's going on between the moon and Uranus right now, it can bring you some challenging things. So just be fluid and flexible and try not to make rash decisions, you know. Be open, be sort of hold on, my dog's got a feather. Ryan, or my daughter's got a feather. It fell off of my altar when I was gathering up crystals. Ah! Get a treat quick. Oh, here. Oh, there's none in here. Look. Unexpected things. Well, luckily, I don't think he destroyed it. Well, it's a little mashy, but yes, you are incorrigible. Can you see him? There he is. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so there's some excitement for the day, for the morning. And so expect the unexpected. Because unexpected things are probably going to happen. All right, let me just check in on Facebook this morning. Okay, so good morning, Jeannie. Good morning, Mary Elizabeth. Good morning, Cher. Good morning, Heather. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Deb. Good morning, Dawn. Good morning. I already said good morning to Kathy and Mary Ann. So glad you guys are here. Lisa by Grace says on Facebook, I think I'm going to stay home and be quiet. That might be a good idea. It might not be a bad idea. So just do things mindfully, and know that there could be, you know, unexpected delays. There could be mechanical issues that come up, again, whether it's with cars or with computers or with printers or whatever, and travel arrangements could not go as you plan. So double check flights if you have them, et cetera, et cetera. Howdy, Patrick. Yeah, good old Apollo, Jeannie. He's always good for stealing something. All right, you guys, I have to like put you on hold for 1 second because I need to blow my nose, and I don't want to do that on the radio. So excuse me for 1 second while I play some music. Just realized I'm still in my pajamas. I don't know if you guys on Facebook saw that when I got up. Anyway, so it's funny. I have a friend that I did some coaching with years ago, and she always said, when you're on, on the broadcast, you only have to be dressed from the face up, from the waist up. Sometimes that's true. Like this morning. It's a cold, rainy day here, and I didn't feel like getting dressed. Good morning, Frida. All right. So, crystals. Let's talk about crystals and what to do with them this full moon and this lunar eclipse. Really super powerful, and it's a nice opportunity for you to charge your crystals and for particular certain intent. So like I was saying earlier, I'm going to be doing a crystal grid with one of my advanced students. And so I'm going to be putting crystals out to charge that we're going to use in a grid. And by the way, I know that my student is on Facebook, so you're going to want to put crystals out to charge for the grid also. The key is with these particular crystals that you're going to charge tonight, tomorrow, you want to wrap them in black when you bring them in. So you don't want to just put a bunch of crystals out and then bring them in and leave them all over the house, because they are, remember, going to be supercharged. Oh, 18 inches in Chicago. Oh, wow. Yeah, so we got the rain end of it, Mary Elizabeth. Luckily, I know it's snowing up towards Boston. I don't know how much snow they have, but the Patriots are playing today. And so hopefully we will be having a game today, and hopefully we will win the game today, because then that means we're on to the Super Bowl again. Yay. I am a little bit of a sports fanatic. Not a crazy lunatic one, but I love my Boston teams, especially the Patriots and the Red Sox. And I like the Bruins and the Celtics too, but baseball and football are my thing because I used to play baseball and football. So I'm just going to put my headphones on because my daughter is here, and I don't want her to feel like she has to be quiet exactly as a church mouse. So if you're going to put your crystals out, put them out. I'd like to put them out on the earth, and that might be a little tricky if your earth is covered with snow, especially 18 inches. But if you have a place where they can touch the earth, that's really good. I mean, you could put them in a plastic bag, but I really like the crystals to touch the earth. And you want to put them where they will be bathed in the moonlight. So keep in mind, like, even if you're in a place where you're having weather and you're not going to see the moon, it's still okay. They will still charge because the moon is there. It's just not visible. So put them out anyway. So, like, here, some of the crystals I'm going to put out, like, this was a lovely gift from one of my students. That one's going to go out tonight. And so some of the crystal tools that I use are, this is a power tool, and this is a generator crystal, and it actually enhances any other tools or crystals that I use. I like it. It's like a pen. Oh, sorry. It has that feel. And then, this is actually a surgical tool that sometimes I use when I'm doing healing. And this has the help of the ancestors. You see the crystal skull here? So that represents the ancestors and the help from the ancestors. So when I'm doing healing, I call in my ancestors, because I have a long lineage of shamans in my family. And, I was just reading the Facebook feed. We'll be in a Super Bowl, so let's get the... Yes, let's put the crystals out for the Super Bowl, Marianne. I love that. All right. So I come from a long list of medicine people and shamanic healers. And so, I have this particular tool has the help of the ancestors on it. So when I use this in my healing work, I have a lot of help from my ancestors. So that's really cool. And then, I would put this out if the weather was good, but the weather's not going to be good, so I'm not going to. But I would put this fan out to be charged just because it has some little crystals on it. And it's really beautiful. But because the weather's bad, I'm not going to do that. If you guys are healers and you are interested in any energy tools like this, check out Nancy Blyer on Facebook, BLEYER. She makes some really, really, really amazing tools. And even, even if it's a smudge fan, if you like to smudge, do the sage. She makes fans. She makes scepters. She makes all kinds of stuff. So check her out on Facebook. She often has some really, really cool tools for sale. So I'm going to, I'm going to run out of battery. So I need to charge up here. All right, so I'm going to take a caller, and I want you guys on Facebook to let me know when the caller comes on if you can hear them, because I'm on headphones. I'm not really sure if you'll be able to hear them. So the caller area code 210, and the last four digits are 5616. So let's bring the caller on the air. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. This is Pearl.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Pearl from Texas. Great.
Yeah.
And how are you today, Pearl? You said fine already.
Chilly. It's chilly in Texas.
Chilly in Texas. Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Is this better?
It is a little better, yes. Thank you. And
sure.
I just want to see if my Facebook people can hear you. Can't hear them. Okay. They can't hear you on Facebook. So, that's interesting. My iTunes just decided to play music. Thank you for the music. So my guys are funny. They'll do funny things like that at key moments that have some importance. All right, so I'm going to unplug the headphones so everybody on Facebook can. And just let my daughter know that I'm off the headset. So if you hear any background noise, that's my daughter milling around. It's okay. So how can I help you today?
Oh, I was just thinking.
I can't hear you at all.
Okay, is this better?
No. Let me just make sure the settings on my computer are good.
I'll turn my volume up.
Okay, because my volume is all the way up. Can you guys hear me on Facebook okay? So the song was Thanks for the Music. And I think I'm going to have to put the headphones back on because I can't hear her at all on the computer. So I will let you guys know on Facebook what the conversation is. Okay. So here we all right, so I have the headphones back on. Can we try it again?
There we go. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you better now. Okay, so
awesome.
How can I
okay.
help you today?
Well, I just wanted to see what do you see for me coming up in the next few months with career and how to handle that.
What's coming up with career and how to handle that? Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. Let me just. Okay. So let me pull a couple of cards. I was gonna go to the Woto deck, Wisdom of the Oracle, but my guides are saying no. I'm gonna use Colette Baron Reed's Hidden Realms, and I'm gonna ask that the higher the divine, your guides, my guides, show us what you need to know about your career in the next couple of months. They say June is going to be key for you, and I feel like things are sort of in a wobble right now, and then June things become more planted. So the card is Keeper of the Scales, which is about fairness and balance. And have you had some kind of a case or a suit against one of your employers or a former employer?
No, but I have not a case or a suit. I have a person who's, how do I say this? There's a person that is harming my reputation that I'm thinking about challenging.
Okay. So when the Keeper of the Scales comes to you as an ally, it's about making conscious choices that help to balance and create balance in your life. So you want to think about how to consciously do that, right? So you wouldn't want to sort of go on the attack or that kind of thing. You want to stay as much as you can, clear about how it's harming you, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like that, things will come into balance and you'll have harmony with this situation when you can go into it in a really conscious way. I feel like that this person, particular person, has a lot of, they're really very not nice. it feels like that they're really, it's like they throw the daggers and I feel like that they're trying to get ahead, make themselves look better, et cetera, et cetera. I do feel like that you have a possibility for a new opportunity to come in for you, but I don't feel like it's really going to happen till around maybe June. When's your birthday?
October.
Okay. Because I do feel like by your birthday, things are going to look much different for you. And what do you do for work now?
I help people with homes.
You help people with homes, like real estate, purchasing, or what kind of help with homes?
Organizing, decorating, all that stuff, yes.
Okay, decorate and organize. And you work for somebody else right now, is that correct?
No.
Okay, because I feel like I see a big sort of umbrella. You see a big organization who does that kind of work. So, you know, that may be the opportunity that's coming where it may be that you get some crazy job opportunity or offer to work with a larger company. I don't know if you'd be open to that. It could even be an opportunity to work with a rather big client. Okay. And so I had a similar sort of situation last year where there was another individual who does similar work that I do in the area who attacked me personally on social media without ever having utilized my services before and without, you know, knowing or experiencing my work. And it was all out of jealousy because she wants to be where I'm at. And I just sent her, you know, a note. And I said, look, it's, you know, this is not kind or appropriate. I would never I would never treat another colleague in this way. And you need to retract what you've posted and make amends for it. And by going directly at it from a kind and centered way, but also a way that was, you know, clear and said exactly what I wanted, she immediately took down all the posts. Now, does it always happen that way? No, of course not. But, you know, I live in a kind of a small community and word travels fast. And it would be really detrimental to her own reputation in this community to have that the reputation as a mudslinger, so to say. So you want to be really clear when you approach this particular individual and you know, just let them know that, you know, whatever the facts are. So like in my case, this particular person had never used any of my services before and yet was bashing my services and my credibility and my accuracy. I have a super, super high accuracy rating. And, you know, I have clients all around the world. I've been doing this for many, many years because, you know, for a number of reasons. They don't have the self-confidence. They're trying to build up their own business, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel like that if you do it directly, but you do it in a very conscious manner, you could have some kind of results. But I feel like you're going to have some sort of crazy opportunity closer to June. So I feel like you kind of have to ride this out almost. And I feel like you'll have this opportunity in June where something will open up for you and it'll be a bigger opportunity. And then this will kind of be in the past behind you and it'll be, you know, a distant thought. I do feel like, have you ever been on radio or TV before?
I have not. Well,
okay, you have not.
Because
I feel like the opportunity might be where, like, somebody has you on a Facebook show or, you know, or has you on their radio show or something like that. And you do a lot of organization. Is that correct? I see, like, socks rolled up and that sort of stuff.
I can do that, too. Yes. Anything dealing with the home.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like the segment will be on this particular segment, not your whole focus, but I feel like that the segment will be surrounding like how to help people get organized, which is really, really important this year. Because when your home is organized, your mind will be more organized. And this year particularly is a really important year for anything that you want to start and put in motion, whether it's business-wise or, set a relationship in motion, et cetera. This is the year to start it, because next year is not going to be the year to start new things like that. And so I feel like that, do you have a brand?
No, I'm thinking about how I would brand myself.
Okay, so because my guides are saying that you really need a brand and a specialization, because I feel like you do so many different things. But I really want you to think about honing into what you do really, really super well, right? And then start talking about that, okay? And then think about a brand. They're showing me a logo. So I would think about, and when you brand, I like to brand in a way that is in resonance with the archetypes that you embody. And I actually have a class that will be coming up. I have an advanced class that starts on the 24th, actually this week, for anybody who's done archetype work before or done a lot of work around chakras. Anybody who has studied or taken Colette Baron-Reed's classes before can jump into the advanced class. And then I'll have a beginner class that starts probably in February sometime, because branding around the archetypes that you have, we have 12 chakras, and we have an archetype in each one of those chakras, really is a great way to brand, because it's true and honest, and people can sense things about you. Like people will say to you, for example, oh, you're so entertaining, or oh, you're so, so I actually have an entertainer in my physical life purpose point. That's one of the soul chakras. And so a branding it can be really super effective when you brand what you offer around your archetypes. And I know there's a professional guy out there that does, or a girl, there may be more than one, who does branding, around for your archetypal, or does archetypal branding. And I can actually post that in Facebook when I can get his information, and then you can check it out if it's something you're interested in. But I feel like you need to get a niche, you need to get a brand, you need to get a logo. I don't really see a website. Do you have a website now?
No. That's okay. My whole thing is what do I pinpoint on, or which part do I focus on? So that's what's taking me the longest before I do the logo and the branding and all the rest of the stuff.
Right. Okay, so we only have like 60 seconds left, so I have to make this really quick. Before, I just want to let everybody know, check out my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, my web, fontaine.com. I have coaching packages, and you can see me for individual sessions. And so check that out, guys, and share it with your friends, please. And know that I give a $25 referral bonus. So if you refer a friend who takes a class or has an appointment with me, you get $25 in Cynthia bucks. All right. So they want you to focus on, I'm back to the caller, focus on getting specific in what you do really well. And I feel like organization is one of the things that you could focus on. And with that new show there, with the Japanese girl, who's just lovely, she comes in and helps you organize your home. I think that's a real focus for a lot of people right now. You don't want that to be your only focus. So you want to use your name as your brand. So it's your name and then what your specialty is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that you want to target to have this done by June.
Okay.
That's your window of opportunity.
Okay. Yeah,
so
it's been on my
recording. So I can stay on with you for another minute or so. So we're still recording, and then when this will be in the archives, you'll be, you know, people will be able to hear the whole show.
Does Spirit say anything that they want me to, that they think that I should focus on? Any pinpoints?
They're talking about organization.
Okay. That's a great draw, but it's not where you typically make your money.
Right.
It's the lighter side of the income. So
Right. But, you know, it's a way to get people in, because people are focusing on that. There's a lot of people who are focusing in that area right now. So if you can draw people in, and then, you know, you have to show pictures, they're saying. It's like when I'm looking for you, when I'm looking for your product, when I'm looking for what you do for your interior design, et cetera, I'm not seeing any pictures available. So you really want to build a web. You can build a website yourself. You know, if you don't have the cash to shell out $3,000 or $5,000 for a website, you can go on Weebly.com. You can build one for, and it's really easy to do. They're decent looking websites. It's a great place to start. It's just click and drag, right? You drag a box, you upload a picture. You drag a text box, you write a few words. Really, really super simple. I feel like that you need to get the exposure, and then when people see your work and what you do, it will expand beyond, you know, rolling the socks and putting them in a organized drawer or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But right now, nobody really can see what you do. So I feel like that you really have an opportunity this year to expand in a much bigger way, but you have to start being visible. So start posting things on Instagram, pictures of your work. Start posting on Facebook. Start, you know, sharing on Twitter. Get at least a one-page website with some pictures up there of what you do. And start with your name as your brand, and then I feel like that interior magic or something like that. It's like this sort of catchy kind of tagline to go with you and to go for you. And then, you know, you list all the things that you do.
Okay.
So you might want to start talking about organization. And then lead into making the home beautiful beyond the organization. Okay. But I feel like that you have this opportunity, you know, in this next 5 months to really turn this into something that's more visible, something that you can do Facebook Lives, you can do Instagram Lives. Start to get your work out there and show your work. And I think that's going to be the key for you to really, expand your business. And then you're not going to have to worry about what this other person says, because your work is going to speak for you.
There you go. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
There's a big question.
Spend your time focusing on, I want you to, when you sit down in the morning, say, what's one thing I can do today to work towards this goal of being sort of like full blast running on the marathon in June, right? So by June, you want to have a logo. I want to have your website before June, but you want to have your logo. You want to sort of really kind of work out your niche in your mind, and you can play with a few different things. So brand with your name, and then some kind of like interior magic or something like that. And you can sort of leave it a little bit vague, but you want to start with one subject that's going to draw people in. And then you expand from there and start getting pictures of your work out there, right? On Facebook. Do you have a professional Facebook page for your business?
No.
Okay. So you're going to want to do that. So every day you sit down in the morning and say, what's one thing today that I can do for my business? Oh, today I'm going to set up a Facebook page for my business. You're going to set up a business page. And do you have a way that people can you take credit cards? Can you take PayPal?
Okay. No.
Okay. So that's another thing you're going to want to do. So I'm actually going to offer, an online business class. So you might want to keep an eye on my website or my Facebook page to see when that is going to be happening, because, trying to explain it all to you here in this short time and give you all the steps, you know, might be a little bit too overwhelming. But you're going to break it down into bite-sized pieces.
Okay.
Okay.
You
can go back and listen to this, or you can watch it on Facebook, you know, in case you missed anything as far as some of the things you do. But you're going to sit down and say, what's one thing I can do today to build my business? Do you have business cards?
Yes.
Okay. And is your picture on the business cards, or do you have a picture of your work on the business cards?
Yes, my picture.
Okay. Okay. And is it a professional shot?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so that's a good place to start. And so think about what the colors are. What do you want your website to look like, feel like? Colors are super important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I hope that helps. I know it's a lot
to try to sort of get into your mind in such a short period of time. I myself have used colleagues and other people as business coaches, and it's been really super helpful for me because I didn't know where to start at one point in my career either. You know, how do you get your name out there? How do you brand? What do you do? Et cetera, et cetera. It's really helpful when you have somebody who's been down the road that can, you know, sort of guide you and give you some ideas.
So one question while you're in this energy line about how will I know this opportunity in June? Is it with a particular person, or will it be so bold it'll be unmistakable?
Yeah, I think it's just going to show up. But you're going to have to take the step so that opens the door for that opportunity to show up. So say, for example, you do nothing between now and June on getting your business out there, for branding, getting your website up, et cetera. The door is going to stay closed and the opportunity will pass you right by.
I see.
So,
okay.
So that's the key for that door to open, is you have to get serious about your business if it's really a business. So right now it might be, you're calling it a business, but to be a serious business, you know, there are certain things that really need to be in place. And visibility is really important, you know, especially when you're trying to build a client base.
I realize that. I just haven't done it because I haven't focused on how to brand me. That's the whole problem I have, is which one do I focus on, and which is the best. So I just kind of got stuck.
Right. It's actually a problem for most people, because most people feel like that they have to brand what they do, but you really actually want to brand your name and brand yourself. You're the brand. So a really good example is if you look at, she's on Hay House, Gabby Bernstein. So she started out with a particular brand, and it was I can't even think of it now, but it was like the Spirit Junkie. And I think she started with a different brand even before that, right? So your people tend to rebrand as they advance in their skills or things change, they focus on different areas, but your name never changes. And people are going to remember your name. They're not going to remember your brand.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. People remember your name, your face, but they're not going to remember your brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, brand your, on your name, and then you'll have a tagline to go with it. So for me, it's like Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even when you set up your Facebook page, you lead with your name, not with your business. Okay? And then, so you're going to want to secure your name as your domain for your website. You can do that on GoDaddy or, you know, there's other places out there where you can get a web domain. And so you want to use your name. That's the focus.
Oh, she just popped in my head. My husband did set up a little website for us, but we haven't done much with it at all. Is that one good enough?
And what is it called? What's the name?
It's just something, I don't want to say it over the air.
Okay.
But it's just one that he set up, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's related to your business, you could start there, but you really want to use your name. So you can get your name, get the domain, and get your name under your domain, you know, buy the domain. And then you can actually, take the existing website and have your name point to your website. So when somebody clicks on, puts your name in, it will direct them to your already existing website.
Okay.
And if you can't figure out how to do that, or your husband can't, then you can get, people from GoDaddy can help you do that, or Weebly. And maybe, I don't know where your platform is for the website, but they might be able to help you, you know, direct the domain. It's actually really easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, I think the only reason that I haven't used that website is because I don't like the name. So,
that says a lot. If you don't like the name, then energetically, you're going to be repelling people away instead of pulling people in. So then you've already answered your question. Don't use that website. Just create a new one under your name.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I have to run.
I think that's better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope that was helpful. And then keep an eye out for my business course that will be coming up probably in March.
Okay. And so where do you post those?
I post it on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I also posted on my public page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And if you sign up for my newsletter through my website, I send an email out when I have classes running.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Right. You're welcome. Have a great weekend and a super moon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys. All right.